Oh, let me tell you about the person I spoke to for my. So I had to. I had
Can we
early...
keep this in the recording?
Yeah, because I won't say any specific. So I had an early meeting this morning because of time zones. So someone I'd never met before, and she opened the meeting. It's just me and her, and I said, and she said, "Oh, good morning. It's only morning for you." I said, "Oh yeah, like how's your day gone? It's happened to you." She said, "Well, it didn't start well." I was like, "Oh, okay. This is as much as I've ever met her." And she went, "Well, I was awoken by the text messages from the Roomba, which were beeping because something was wrong with the Roomba. And what was wrong with the Roomba is that it had gone over the shit the dog had done on the carpet and then had tried to smooth it out. So had then spread the shit all over the living room until the shit had got stuck in the Roomba and it was sending an alert."
Imagine waking up to that. I just... This is why we can't get one of these things. I need to talk to... That is unacceptable behaviour.
I was like, oh, that is a terrible day. And I wasn't bringing anything to the meeting that was making her day any better, which she'd, like, stayed late at work for. I was like, oh, man, I'm sorry. I just think that's so fucking perfect, isn't it?
It does describe a bad week, like, epically in, like, a 30-second story. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Not Even Real Housewives Though podcast. Rosie and Tijani are here. I've had a little jolly bob to the seaside. Rosie's had a shit work week at work.
It's just so much work in the work, isn't there?
It's just, yeah, it's awful. I needed that little break. I didn't even go very far. Didn't leave my county. But you forget how spoilt we are where we live. Like,
we can go to the seaside all the time.
All the time.
We don't, but we could.
We could. We go to forests every day if you wanted to. And a different forest every day too. There's so fucking many. Yeah,
my husband will say that it's incredibly flat here, which it is. That upsets him.
Okay. Well, I mean, he's not going to stack it if it's flat though, is he?
Well, he it was quite flat when he did stack it, wasn't it? So, you know, he's always got 6.5 foot to fucking fall down from, hasn't he?
Everywhere's a hill where he's standing. God love
him.
Oh,
dear.
Oh, but yeah, no, the weather's turned. It's nice out. It was warm. I'm drying clothes outside. You know I'm old, so I get excited because I can put laundry outside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's fucking life-changing, that is. That's amazing.
I've already planted my garden, so all my flowers should bloom for this year.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I've been very productive on my week.
You have?
Yeah. There's thousands. Absolutely. Right, have you got words on the street?
The only word on the street I saw that I can think of now is that Hilaria Baldwin was approached.
They live in New York, first of all. Just...
Yeah, but that's not going to physically stop her. She doesn't know what nationality she is.
This is very true, and her husband can't take responsibility for killing anyone either.
They are grade A crazy.
I just want to have a pop-up from the ex-wife, Kim Basinger, every now and again.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
And his crazy-ass kids.
I think I could watch half an hour of Hilaria before I was like, no, that's fine, never need to see that again. They got so many kids. Maybe it's that, maybe that's made her crazy.
No, she was crazy before.
Yeah, but she didn't think she was Spanish before.
Alec, no, that's a very valid point.
It's really that's the bit that I really can't, I can't see anything else in the deck.
Yeah, but
that.
How
does that happen?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, how does that happen? It's like if you find out the chefs at Vanderpump Villa are like from Tottenham. What happened?
I like the way you were like, let's go, like, you know, culturally polar opposite to French.
So far away from France. It's like the fucking Jamaican capital of London. Why not? Yeah, I don't know. Okay, well, let's see
I
how
mean,
that goes.
I don't think we should shine a light on those people. I think those are bad people.
Yeah, but they probably make great TV. Like,
Again, I'm
Kyle
like,
would just.
I just want to see where they live.
They
Because
live
they
in
live
New
in. I know
York.
they live in New York, but like, how big of an apartment can one even get in New York? They've got like 8 kids.
They probably have all the floors
They just
in
have
an
many
apartment building.
flats.
Yeah, not true.
Or
But it could have been a
not ideal.
brownstone. We don't know.
I know, I think, I feel in my heart I do know. I think they're at an elevation.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why.
Yeah,
Have you seen that
fair.
clip of him when someone asks him what it's like to have loads of children and he's just like so exacerbated and he says something about like being a father and he goes, I used to go to the opera.
Maybe you should have gone to the opera more often and then you wouldn't
Yeah,
keep
get your
getting your
dick in
wife
your
pregnant.
pants.
Just the thought. Jesus Christ. I heard that BravoCon is not happening.
Not happening this year.
So,
But they haven't like addressed it. They've just been like 2025.
why?
Because they're gonna sack everybody.
Yeah, there's a couple of lawsuits.
There's also the lawsuits. There's the like we're, getting rid of everyone in Potomac. We're getting rid of Kyle. Like, who's even gonna come?
Oh, the OC ladies, they're thirsty as fuck.
Yeah, that's true.
And everyone from New Jersey.
Yeah, but then they can't be in the same place. You have to have two convention halls.
True. True.
So yeah,
But
maybe it makes a lot of sense.
I mean, get the people excited.
Yeah, it's a long burn, isn't it? I can't be excited for that. That's too. That's anything could happen.
Then if, yeah, Bravo might not even exist in
I
2025.
mean, that's like post-election.
Are we getting one?
We're getting one.
When?
Well, they're not saying that, are they? The Tories, every now and again, they sort of specify one day that it's not going to be. So every day, that's 2 days, because every day you can be like, well, it's not today. Rishi Sunak said it's not going to be the 2nd of May.
But that's the London mayor one, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the local everywheres, I think.
Yeah. I need to probably read.
Yeah, we should vote.
Yeah.
Are we going out? I'm gonna have to vote early.
Oh, fucking hell. Is that the night we're going out?
I think so.
Oh, I'm gonna have to get up early and do it before work.
Yeah, me too.
Jeez.
This is
Yes,
not
off
why people
topic.
are listening.
Any other words up the street?
Would you like to hear us discuss how the political system is shit? We can do that for another 7 years. No, I don't think I have any other words on the street. Maybe I do. I can barely remember who I am.
All right, fair enough. All right, let's get into it. We have Potomac,
We have
part two
Potomac. Yeah.
of the season 8 reunion.
Yes. Oh my God. In my mind, I understood that as an 8-part reunion. I was like, shit, man, that's too much.
It might be. Who knows?
I think we've already slightly run out of things to say in 2 parts, haven't we?
Well, yeah. I mean, so it opens up with the continuation of the Mia and Gordon of it all,
Yeah, she says
where
it's definitely Gordon's baby because she
because she
knows
had
her
the
body.
IUI,
Yeah.
which is the when they put the sperm all the way inside.
Yeah, but that, you would only get that if the sperm, like, it doesn't mean that other sperm doesn't work, does it?
Yeah, but if she knew when she's having sex or when she hasn't had
Yeah,
sex
I don't know why
and
I'm pulling at this thread. I'm perfect. I want the answer to be that it's Gordon's baby
no, but
again.
I think what she said was right. Like, you know your own body. Like, you know your body enough to know that this was the catalyst of a situation. Like,
Yeah,
period,
maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
pregnancy. You
Sure.
know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Yeah, I know the basics of how it works. Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
I thought it was quite noble of Karen to be like, why are we talking about this? Like, kids are off limits.
I thought that was the first and only time I think I've ever seen anyone in Bravo openly admit that there's certain lines that you shouldn't cross because of children.
She was just like, no, this, not this bullshit. I was like, good for you, Karen.
But then she couldn't stand up for Giselle.
No, she could not.
But that's different.
She's Giselle's grown.
Is
She's,
she though? I don't think she is. I think in
like,
body she is, but definitely not in
yeah,
mind.
maybe not. But I'm not, I don't think I'm upset at her about
Listen, I'm here for all of it.
it. So then the question is like, has Mia shared enough? Because now we're finding out about the divorce. But I feel like she's been pretty fuck. It's not like it was like, it's not like people were like, oh, divorced? Wow, I would never have expected it.
I think the difference with Mia for me is that I can never really truly tell if she's being honest.
I think she's as honest with us as she is with anybody. Like, including herself.
Fair. Fair.
I don't think it's like maliciously lying. I think it's just like genuinely not knowing what's truthful.
Like, this is where we are. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Today, I'm here and we're not getting divorced because we're not actually sat next to each other. We might be getting divorced in an hour.
Oh, wait, I wanted to point this out and I forgot. I noticed that Mia had, like, you know, that mesh coloured thing that you hate
It's the fleshnet, yeah.
on her dress, but you could only see it in certain angles. Are
It was
we
a
okay with this or no?
yes, I think that is a good color match. I don't mind fleshnet at all. I think that was a mink net, which is finer, which is good, but it's sort of softer. So it doesn't, it's harder, it has to do harder work. But I think if it matches, it's good, and it did match.
Okay, so we need to give her a props for that.
We do, yes. Somebody
Or
did that
whoever
well.
did her
Yeah, someone
designing,
did that
yes,
well.
not Mia. Yeah. All right, sorry. Anyway.
Yes, that was good. I agree. So she says that ink has nothing to do with the affair. It's just because Gordon's controlling.
Yeah,
This is why we
basically.
can't trust her to be honest with us because there's just no way. That's just like the world's largest coincidence.
It's commingling
That's commingling.
is
Yeah,
what hurt
the
the term. I
commingling.
fucking love that. That's my new favorite term. I'm 1000% saying that all the time now. But no, I think in this instance, she might actually be telling the truth. Like, I feel like he's always been there. They've dabbled, they've done their stuff.
Yes,
But
this is not a new affair.
I think that the catalyst for her divorce wasn't this new guy.
It's not like
I
she was going to
think
run off with him because she's always had him on the side.
she was always going to have him on the side anyway, so I don't think it was. I think it was, why am I now putting up with this level of bullshit from Gordon when he doesn't have the money, he doesn't have this, and he's not fun anymore, so I'm out. And then
Fair enough.
he just happens to be there. Like, I don't know if she would have been so quick to divorce if she hadn't rekindled her thing with Doody. Because I don't think she
I
ever
feel
wants to be
like,
alone. I don't think
no,
she's
no,
one of
no.
these
I think
women
she
who
would
can
find the
have,
silence quite crushing.
yeah, like, she can't, she
No.
has to have noise, I guess,
Busy.
yeah.
Busyness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that makes complete sense. She's like real just throwing Gordon under the bus though, isn't she? Like, he was always broke, he was bankrupt, he didn't pay the rent, he didn't do. I'm like, oh, this is a bit mean. Not that I don't think it's true.
I think it's tough, isn't it? Because when you are being painted as a gold digger and being painted as a hoe and being painted as this and all the rest of it, how do you defend yourself against that
Other than
without throwing
saying
the
there's
other
no
person under?
money.
Yeah, like,
Or
how
he
do
didn't give
you
me
do
any
that?
money. Yeah, you're right. She's in an impossible situation.
Yeah, I mean, I think that she should have kept her mouth shut. Personally, I think I would have taken the L. I'm used to being called a gold digger. I'm like, yeah, let people think what they want, whatever, it's fine. But me is not me. You know, I'm just so fucking amazing. And
So
I'm
thought
so
through.
understanding and I'm so put together.
This is why we love Mia, though, isn't it? Because we are understanding and put together compared to her.
Absolutely. I look completely logical and sane in all of my arguments and temper tantrums. Completely.
I loved Wendy and Candace's defense of like why they didn't like bother to like reach out to her when she was getting divorced. Candace was like, "Well, I just didn't want to be involved." I was like, "Do you really? I think you think that sounds better than it does."
Yeah, even Andy was like, you can send a text without it being involved.
She's like, "No," because all she was saying is like, "I didn't care."
Yeah, but I think it's really interesting that
But Wendy was like, "I didn't care out of love and respect for you."
because Gordon was so vicious over text messages. Bitch,
That's more reason.
if my ex-husband is texting you vicious things about me, I don't care what kind of state we're in, you need to tell me. That's just not okay. Trying to preach girl code is the reason why you kept your mouth shut until this moment in time is not girl code. Girl code is picking up the phone and saying, this is what he's saying about you. You best believe you get in front of this. I will give you the screenshots for your divorce attorney. Let's go.
But not this boy. Oh, he was saying, I could have said these horrible things. Like, but why would you? You would only do that if you were a cunt.
I just, it's these people that said, like, Kristen, I could destroy your life, but I'm not going to. Let's go.
But
That's shots fired. And
exactly.
I dare you at this point. Let's go.
That damn pregnant girl is.
Oh, she's my new favorite villain in the whole fucking world. I'm obsessed with her.
Oh.
We'll get into the valley later,
We
but I'm
will, and I haven't
obsessed.
got the end of the valley because my phone had some sort of like hissy fit. So Mia's living in a penthouse, but it's small, and
It's
he's living in
1,100 feet. I don't know how big that is.
1,100 square feet is like about one of our houses, I think.
That's huge.
Yeah, but they're all in like, I got a 15,000 foot kitchen.
Oh, yeah, fair.
I think, but I don't know. Or maybe that's, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know square things. I
There's a
think I
sex joke
worked
in there
it out.
somewhere.
There is somewhere in that. There is. I worked it out once, and it was like I remember the number 1,000, but I don't know if it
I'm
was
pretty sure we have
thousand.
spoke about that. You said this on the recording, so
I
we need
said
to
it was
go
a
back
thousand,
through.
but I don't know if it was 1,000 what.
Yeah, we need to go back through the footage.
Okay. Production, roll the tape.
Yeah. And
So,
it's Giselle's section.
yes, we see the husband sort of getting ready to come on, don't we? And then it's Giselle, lead tutor in the Cougar Academy or whatever the fuck fun that was.
That was brilliant, first of all. And it was her kids going to college and how amazing her kids are and how she's done such a good job and all the rest of it. And then Wendy says, but I had a conversation with you about your kids. Giselle's like, it didn't happen. Production are like, there's no evidence of
There's
this.
no nice Wendy on tape. Sorry,
There
no.
is.
We've looked, we've searched the archives. She's not there.
Oh, I think Wendy's pissed because she thought that she. I think the conversation happened, but I think Wendy only did it because she
Because she thought
saw
she was
how she
being
came
filmed. Yeah.
across on the thing. So she did it thinking it was going to be on tape, and it's not on tape. And now she's gone home raging.
Yes, that's perfect. I hope that is the answer.
Think she's
I love the idea
fuming.
that she can't see the difference between her mum being voluntarily in the hospital after her elective procedure, after her mum has stirred shit in the group,
Put
and
whipped hex hugs on people.
Giselle's dad has died, who appeared to have been a nice man, has died. Like, she doesn't see the difference there. Good God.
She's so capable of being logical and aware when the situation pertains to somebody else. But when it's like, if that was happening between anyone else in the cast, even if she despises the two people in the cast,
She'd be like, it's not the same, yeah.
she would see the reason and logic and being like, you guys are being ridiculous. I just.
She comes across as such a dickhead. Such an absolute dickhead. So they talk about how Giselle's father had died and how he had a celebration of life. Looked
Yeah.
great. And then Candace is fucking bawling her eyes out. I love Mia. She cries when the wind blows left. She's like, I'm upset for her. And Giselle's not buying any of it. And Andy's like, it's nice, she cares. And she's like, fuck you. And then Wendy starts giving Andy notes.
I mean, she was all thinking everything that we were thinking. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but we also understand that that is Andy's job.
Yeah.
And you only need one Andy up there. Like, we're doing it because we're thinking that because we're thinking, oh, well, if I'm Andy. But if we know if we're sitting on the sofa, we know we're not Andy.
I don't know if I do.
Okay, good. Good, good.
Yeah, I live in this warped sense of reality where I'm like in it. Like I am, I'm making a difference, people. I am here. I'm driving storylines.
Right, good, fine. What could go wrong?
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's cool. And I like Giselle. I'd like to know if Giselle's act with men is in fact not an act and that's just how she is. Because even with Jamal, with everything, she was very calm and relaxed about her relationship.
She's very chill.
And she was with that other guy for a minute on the show.
I think this is one of the reasons her and Robin are such good friends.
Because they don't give a fuck about men.
Well, I just think the men in their lives are not the focus.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was really sort of sweet when she was starting to get like a little bit emotional because she doesn't really like show emotion, does she? And talking about her dad. And she just turned around and she was like, will you just do this for me? Just be my words.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, she said that she's like her and Jason are not exclusive and she's fucking some athletes. That's meant to be the scandal, is it?
I mean, if you look like that, wouldn't you?
Single woman enjoys herself. Scandal.
Unless she's running train on the field during practice. Like, this should not be headline news.
No.
And that should
not.
Only be headline news because I want to see it. Not because I think there's anything wrong with it.
Shut up and take my money.
Like, I will happily watch her do all kinds of stuff in different places. Don't get me started on the fucking lesbian porn I was getting into with Katie and Tori during Vanderpump Rules. Jesus. I mean, it's been a good day. Yeah, what's it saying?
Have you lost focus?
Yeah. I'm somewhere else now.
She's gone. She's gone, guys. We've lost her. Okay, Candace.
Oh, God.
So they do a little montage of the cry angle, which I loved a lot. It's the folding.
It's the way it's so meticulous,
folding, but it's
right?
So meticulous. Like, I know I can fold this 14 times before that starts to peel down my tear duct.
Yeah.
A twist, dab, and twist and dab.
A barbaray.
So Michael didn't sue her, is suing her. Who cares?
I mean, I don't believe Ashley knew. I think Ashley was blindsided. I think once she found out, she gave zero fucks.
Yeah, I think once she found out, she didn't make effort to know more.
No, absolutely. She was like, oh, right, cool.
What difference does it make to her either way?
Can I get a bag? This goes through? Like, yeah.
Then are we into the Candace and the Robin?
Yeah.
Of it all.
Can we talk about how precise and word for word Robin's recount of the text messages and the whole situation was? I was blown away.
People have studied this timeline. This timeline, we're like, we know exactly. This is the exam. But when Chris is sending pictures of his dick to people, we can't remember anything.
We can't remember anything. Also, as well, we don't know what Juan Dixon is up to.
No. Nobody knows where Juan Dixon is at all.
But she can tell me, like, the last
7:23.
Sketchy.
Yeah. I didn't understand Robin's motivation for being so invested in Chris having an affair. It didn't. That
when
didn't
Juan
come
is
off...
slinging his dick all over where they live.
I was like, turn some of this call into the house, man.
So her saying, Chris saying that he doesn't know this woman, has ever spoken to this woman. Her saying, but there's screenshots.
He didn't say he didn't know this woman. He said he never met this woman.
Okay. Good catch. But she doesn't believe anything that he's saying, but she fully believes that Juan wasn't doing anything for a woman he paid a hotel bill for.
Yeah.
Like, there's proof. There's actual receipts of him doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can't... There must be something.
There's something happened. Juan Dixon has something. There's something there.
Some magic. Maybe he knows things. Maybe he could ruin her life.
Do you reckon his sex is that good?
No.
Not your face.
Not that many times. No, I just. But it's the combination of good and then just coming to the bed that you already sleep in, isn't it? That's a really big part of it for Robin.
Oh, I can't. No, I need. No. I can't just have like run-of-the-mill sex all the time.
No, but it's the fact that like the sex is good, but also like if she slung, there was a time when she wasn't with one, isn't it? And then she would have to like go out, find somebody, and then be somewhere else. Whereas like one already lives in her house.
Yeah, fair. Okay, I hear what you're saying.
The convenience factor is 10 out of 10.
Oh, yeah. No, you're not wrong. Yeah.
But
All
yes,
right.
it so the colorism.
Oh.
I felt for Robin when she said she didn't know how to have the conversation.
I didn't believe Robin when she said that she was as upset as she was about it.
Yeah,
That ugly cry looked forced to me.
it seemed quite rehearsed.
And also, as well, the fact that she's sitting there saying, I've never had to have this conversation. I've never felt like this is a conversation that I feel comfortable with. I don't know how to navigate it. Doesn't that just speak on her privilege?
Exactly, I thought that. I was like, that's something being like, well, I've never had to worry about racism. I was like, no, well, exactly. It's because you're in the group that doesn't experience.
Like, I didn't feel like it was, she should be saying that out loud if
I
she's
don't
trying
think
to
it was the
dispel
right
this myth.
answer. Yeah, I was like, you're really proving the point. I think you can say, I'm nervous about having this conversation because I don't want to say the wrong thing on television.
Yeah, wouldn't you respect her more for that?
Yeah, but I think in a way that I hope I have echoed, like I think as the in the party of privilege, you've got to take on some of the responsibility of doing the fucking homework, haven't you?
Yeah.
But it doesn't, and that doesn't change the fact that there's a that I do think Candace has weaponized it.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah. And again, this was another example where like Wendy was really logical, but because she was being such a bitch, it was just a barb. Whereas like if you just could take the Wendy out of this,
Yeah.
what she was saying was really valid.
Yeah. But she did, I think she said, like if Oprah had said it would have landed a lot
Oh
better.
yes, or even just if Wendy in a like an hour ago had said it, like do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just like because she
Yeah.
was already spitting at that side of the sofa,
Yeah. Yeah.
and like you were saying, it made a lot more sense in a way that she can see sense and logic in other people's arguments, actually, that she cannot in hers. Like, well, this person who is like, you know, it's difficult, but it's a really valid conversation. And because she was sort of saying, like, the fact that you don't know what to do about it is because of your privilege.
Yeah.
But you can't see that your mum being a lunatic is not the same as Giselle's dad dying. There was a flash, I thought, where Candace thought, oh, I'm getting fired.
Yeah.
And she was like, this has gone too far with my like calling to the murderers.
Yeah. And then that's it, isn't it? Oh no, the husband's come out.
The husbands come out.
But it's just the Chris stuff at this point, which is what we've already spoken about. Nothing else happened. Like, we don't see what G has to say because they cut it until next
Yeah,
week.
it's the like TBC. Here are some
Yeah.
things you want to know. Eddie says hello and that he's sold $2 million worth of weed.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds great. You can
But
sell $2 million.
what's the profit?
I was going to say, what's your production cost? How
I
much
don't
is it
need to know the
cost?
gross, I need to know the net.
Yeah, no, I was thinking the exact same thing. Whereas I'm really happy for him. And I think, as you know, in someone who does kind of like production stuff, the more you distribute, the cheaper it becomes. But so he could, his profit margins might not be that great right now, but if he keeps doing those volumes, then good
Yeah.
luck to him.
And then there's, yeah, Gordon's sad. He looks sad. Necker and Ike have said nothing.
But she's giving it the big talk in the dressing room. Like she's got something to say. I'm like, oh, bitch,
Come on then.
let's go.
Yeah. I
I
don't
don't
think she's
know.
got anything to say.
She's all bark and no bite, isn't she?
Yeah, I think, yeah, she just can't get in, can she?
No. No.
So,
We'll see.
yeah, we shall see. What do you think Gordon's going to say tell us? That she's been having affairs for years.
They're not legally married.
Oh,
He's
interesting.
still married to his ex or something stupid.
Oh,
So she's not going to
I
get
like it.
anything.
She's gonna get
because he's not there. Like, it wasn't a real wedding. They didn't really sign anything. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great.
I'm a really horrible person that that's immediately where I go. And like, for my entertainment,
Mind him, I entirely hope your life is fucked.
I hope he destroys you. Yeah.
But she's not going to get anything because he doesn't have any money. Vanderpump.
Vanderpump Rules. Let me get my notes out.
Vanderpump Rules. We start. We are at the beach.
Oh, God.
Tom takes to. I know. I know. People don't know that the beach is meant to be fun. Jesus. Tom
It
takes.
looks like a decent beach too. The beaches in LA are not very nice.
Oh, why?
Because it's just full of people and stuff.
Oh, that is
But
terrible.
in general, like, the water's beautiful,
And
the
this
beaches
nice
are nice.
sand. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know. I love the fact that Brock is inserting himself into every situation.
Yes.
And
He's got the Wendy problem of like this coming out of anyone else's mouth would be great. Like it would, I mean, I love it in the show, absolutely, but it's like him being like, you just gotta get over shit and like you can't be
yeah.
upset and like sometimes life just fucking happens, man. It's like, no,
Yeah.
you happen to people, dickhead.
There were so many
You can't just
times
get
when
angry with your partner. Didn't when you were arrested for beating your partner.
I
And come on. But I am a bad person because I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
I fucking love Brock. Him and Sheena are on Watch What Happens Live this week. I haven't seen it yet, and I can't wait.
I keep seeing him in the whatever it is after party reunion with the boots.
The high
Because
heel
he
boots.
the high heel boots. And I keep seeing people posting Patrick, the starfish from SpongeBob in high heeled boots, and it's just too, it's too right.
But anyway, it gets into it. So Tom takes Tom away.
And he cannot get out of his own ways. He's like, she never buys toilet roll, she doesn't buy
Listen.
bin bags, she's gonna have a rude awakening. It's like,
Okay. I understand that he should keep his mouth shut, like, because he's a piece of shit.
it's
But at the
that.
same time, I get it. Like, as a
Oh yes,
spouse,
we have seen her bedroom, like it's filth.
she is a fucking nightmare.
Teenager. She's a child. She's a
So
teenager.
I think he has the right to be like, she has not got a clue what it takes to run a household.
I think that is entirely true. I think he should stop saying it.
Oh, no, he has no leg to stand on, like, at this point in the matter. But right
It's not even that he
now,
doesn't have a leg to stand on, is it? It's the fact that it's like, you said this once and everyone was like, you're such a dickhead. Like, the fact that you buy the napkins doesn't mean you get to put your penis in someone else. But he cannot stop saying it. This is his justification.
yeah, it's not
And also,
great, is
like, if you're
it?
so upset about it, just stop buying the bin bag. Like, just buy your own bin bags and keep them in your own room. But I mean, she doesn't need bin bags because she doesn't put the trash out.
No,
Her
she does
rubbish is
not.
just littering her bedroom, so she don't need fucking bin bags.
Why does she not have things living in her walls?
She probably does. She just doesn't mind. She's got
Yeah.
a fucking white noise machine 24 hours a day in her house,
She
hasn't
doesn't
she? So she
notice.
can't
Yeah.
hear the crows and the pigeons and the rats and the raccoons and possums and whatever. Plus, she got that big dog.
That dog, even though it's like what we would consider a fighting dog over here, that dog's not doing shit.
No, but if a rat can only smell that dog, it doesn't know that that dog's a pussy, does
Yeah,
it?
it's fair. It's to set up Katie with, no, Tom with
Tom with
Tori.
Tori.
And but Katie gets involved when they go out one night and it becomes a thing. And then they all
Yes.
go to the bar.
They all go to the bar.
And Tom buys a random group of girls some drinks.
Yes. And then Tom Swartz is there and Tori like comes in and sort of they have a joke. And then the back part of the joke is like that she's his ex-wife. And he's
Yeah.
like, ha, no, she's not. But then a minute later, his ex-wife does
Wife
walk
walks in.
in.
I know. You couldn't write it, could you?
Brilliant. Also,
I.
how is it about this champagne in a beach bar?
For $50, not drinking that.
I don't think, yes, and I know it's well established, but that was a plastic glass.
But
And
yeah.
also, so and what is the oyster situation like there? Because I thought that I was like, this could be risky.
I personally have never had oysters outside of areas that I know that they are driven within an hour of purchase or
I've
hour
never
of
heard that
catching.
oysters grow in California, but why would they not?
Well, also, so I don't think it matters. If you transport seafood correctly, it's fine. I just personally wouldn't do it. Like, I'm not eating seafood on a landlocked country. I'm not.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
But I mean, they are next to the beach, but I still was like, I'm not sure.
No, it makes me like I like
Made my
today I
bum hole
ate
clench a little
oysters.
bit.
Huh?
Made my bum hole clench a little bit
Yeah, right? Because
that
in
night.
preparation of what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like I ate oysters today
Knowing
that had
they'd
been
come, that
like
you could have touched in the sea.
I probably did,
Yeah.
but they were like from a shack on the side of the road. There was absolutely no hygiene standards being
Yes.
like observed. But I knew that they literally came from that water. So there's only a matter of minutes between me.
And we are so lucky in that, like, I mean, the world has changed, hasn't it? But like, seafood like that was the cheap food here.
Yeah. So it's still cheap. Yeah.
Because, and it's been, it occurred naturally and then it's been encouraged for hundreds of years, hasn't it? It's a very well-established chain.
And like crab. Oysters, no.
Anyway, oysters, no.
Chicken wings, yes.
I felt like it was more of a chicken wingsy sort of one.
Chicken wings and ribs.
Safe.
Maybe some nachos.
Yes. Okay, so the Tory of it all. So she's there. She's and Tom in some ways can be aware, isn't he? Because he sees that Katie is being a cock blocker. And he can see this in his ex-wife. This is something he can't see in Joe. Fine.
Because he doesn't
Fine.
like Joe.
Oh.
Katie is always going to be, despite how bad he treated her and how much of a piece of shit he is,
He
Katie is
get
always going to be his number one chick.
she gets his pulse going.
That's the no one else. Like, it's like if we and you ever got divorced, that sure we can remarry or one of us dies or whatever, they can remarry, they can do whatever,
Jesus,
but they
that
are
escalated.
never going to be us.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know.
So then
But
Ariana
Tori,
gets,
sorry,
yes,
Tori is
Tori.
not who I expected her to be.
Who did you expect her to be? As in her
Not,
personality
yeah,
or
I
the
just,
actual
I
person.
that's not, when I saw the back of her kissing somebody in the promos, that's not the vibe I got.
What
Weird
vibe
that you can't judge someone from the back of the head while they're lip locked with somebody else. I mean,
you?
it's a bizarre concept.
It's very strange. She should look into that. She should get that. She should work on it.
I feel like she's like putting out, it's rude.
Liar, I'd call
Yeah,
it.
absolutely. But do you know what I mean? Like, that's just not playing the two.
She's very softy girly.
Yeah.
I don't think I was expecting that.
Yeah. And she's young.
Oh yeah, she's young.
Very young.
Because Sheena's like when there are other when Tom's got his weird young paintball friend, she's like, I hang out with young people. I'm like, that doesn't make it better. That just makes you also weird.
Yeah, but she doesn't realize that she's strange.
No.
But she's my best friend.
But she's 23 and you pay her to look after your kid. Seems fine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, so they all go to the
Tori's a
bar.
great find for production, though, isn't she? What a fucking win.
I just love the fact that the entire episode is centered around that this is this whole love triangle happening. And everyone just seems to be letting it happen, and it seems to be very funny, and everything's
So,
funny. And
James.
then James is just like, this is fucking weird. Let's lay this out. And he puts it for, like, come on.
Two things can be true. It can be fine and weird.
No, it can't. No, that's the one time that two things can't be
Okay.
true. Something can't be weird and be fine at the same time. That doesn't make any
Okay,
sense.
then I'm probably going to come down on the side of it's weird.
I is fuck. Do you know what's weird? That Tom Schwartz thinks that he's gonna fuck her before Katie does.
Oh, yeah, he's real naive.
That's the weird part for me.
Except, see, that kiss, I thought that Katie kissing her, I was like, that's not a real kiss.
See, I that made my vanity tingle.
Really? I was like, that's a TV kiss. It's all lip.
Well, maybe she was testing the waters.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think there was any intent there.
I think she'll fuck her, but I think she'll do it. She's just doing it to piss off Tom.
To piss off Tom Schwartz. And that is why we love Katie Maloney.
It's she's prepared to fully commit.
Although I feel bad for this Tory chick, but
Yeah, but that's not Katie's fault. That is a
no,
Tom
Tori knows what
problem.
she's doing. She's going on dates with both of them within 24
Yeah.
hours.
I mean, she's like, yes, she's, I feel like she's like,
Sheena
she's like,
set this all up to get her on the show.
yeah, I mean, I'm not interested in seeing her again.
No,
Like,
yeah.
this is a two episode point of interest, and then I'm done. And I
Yeah.
definitely don't want to see anyone do painting in their flat.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
I just don't know what sort of icebreaker it's meant to be if you're like, you know how I don't really like doing things that I'm shit at. And I, so if I was shit at painting, I think I'd be like, I'm not going to do that on telly. And I don't think I would find it endearing on
Yeah.
a date. Like, oh, look, you're crap.
Maybe. Just maybe. People don't say that to other people.
Yes,
Maybe they lie and try
that's
to preserve some of the.
just lying. Nobody likes lying.
Oh, good Lord. You're just a bitch. That's what it
Yeah,
is. That's
there
what
is
it boils down to.
that.
But then
Okay,
Lara and
Ariana gets,
Sheena talk. Huh?
yeah, Ariana gets sad and she's gonna
Yeah.
move out of the house.
Yeah. I felt for her in that moment. I felt like that humanization of the situation was needed from the beginning so
Yeah.
people wouldn't feel like Ariana was just a top flight cunt, which I think is actually really terrible because that's just if a woman completely breaks down to a complete shell of herself and
Yeah.
doesn't leave the bedroom and doesn't do all the rest of it, then woe is her and we feel so bad for her that man did her dirty. But if she rises up, makes her money, makes a comeback, walks
Yeah,
onto
we
the
don't
street
like
in a
it.
revenge dress. Princess Diana did it first. She got crucified. Ariana did it second. She got crucified. Like, it's, you can't, it's bizarre to me, but at the same time, hearing her say, I have never done anything to him. And he did this to
Yeah.
me. That broke my heart. Because that's what it is.
It's really
I gave you
sad.
everything.
But I don't think that, I don't think I believe that.
Do you not? I
But
do.
I only came into seeing them at such a late part in their relationship. I just thought, these people fucking hate each other. Why are they together?
Yeah, that's, yeah, you missed the early stages.
When potentially they were liking each other.
Yeah, because they were having an affair on Kristen.
Yeah, God, Lord. Good Lord. Okay, then Joe and Lala go for a hot dog for, I could say a thousand words and I wouldn't understand why this happens.
So I, when Lala's told Katie,
It's because she's soft.
and Katie was like, what the fuck? I hate this chick. What are you doing? I had that feeling when I saw Lala go for a hot dog with Joe. I was like, what are you doing?
It's not even that like
She's not
Katie
telling your
hates
friend.
her. It's not even that. I just think you don't know this person, so why are you doing this?
Production asked her to.
Yeah, it's just entirely that. She's really just illustrating a sort of slight jobsworthness.
Does her, does she get paid per how many minutes she's in an episode as
I
instead of
think
how
they get
many episodes she's in?
no, but she's gonna have to do a certain amount of scenes. They're gonna say we haven't got enough and we need this and it drives story. And it's great story, doesn't it? It does exactly what we want because it makes Katie pissed off, which is all we're trying to achieve. But it just was such a sort of like dog shit of a location.
You want one of them hot dogs, though.
I don't think I do.
Come on, like one of them hot dog vans on the side of the street that's been going for like 50 years. They must be doing something right.
Go, they have hot dogs. She says that she thinks she'll be part of Swartz's life forever.
Lala's looking at her like, oh, babe.
Honey.
Can we talk about Lala's looks this episode?
So she had not dressed appropriately for the hot dog stand. It
No, she had not, but she
was very
looked
evening in the daytime. She looked great, but it was quite
fucking amazing.
evening for a hot dog stand on the street.
Her beach look was incredible with the glasses and the earrings. And then her share from Clueless look when she went to the sperm bank.
Oh yes.
I
Yeah.
love that.
It was great.
Trying to look
I like her
like,
professional look.
yeah, start trying to look like so slutty so she looked like daddy wants to fuck me. Yeah, I thought it was very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Do you know
Yeah.
what dress I really don't like? It's that purple Ariana confessional dress off the shoulder,
Yeah,
which looks
it's
like
not
it's been
great.
stretched.
Yeah, it's not great. It doesn't sit well, does it?
It doesn't, I think, again, it'll look great standing up, but I don't think it's sitting down. So someone said to me that now in all the confessionals, they've like cropped out all of the drinks
In Vanderpump or everywhere?
in Vanderpump. Like
Oh.
they all had a prop drink
Yeah.
all the time, and now suddenly they don't have them.
I'll have to pay attention to that.
And I don't know why that is.
Because half of them don't drink anymore.
Maybe. Yeah, but yeah, it was like, but you can be drinking something, like it doesn't have to like imply, it doesn't have to be alcohol.
True.
Like just as a prop, there's often people just drinking something with a straw to like make a deliberate pause.
Or is it because Bravo is constantly being told that they don't make it a safe work environment, so they're
Yeah,
removing
I
alcohol?
wonder if it's that like going like, oh yeah, you we're not making you get drunk at work.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So she says she calls him T Money.
Tea money, Joseph.
No, never tell anyone that.
She claimed she didn't know about Rochelle.
Oh yeah, she dumb.
I actually believe it. I don't think she knew.
I think she's so infatuated with Tom, in denial about the rest of the world. I think she just couldn't see it.
1,000%.
She's just
Well,
staring at him like, oh my God, I love him. I just need to give him enough time.
when you say, I want to call my dad when someone breaks up with you, there's something very wrong there.
Oh, it's bad, isn't it?
That made my vagina close. And
It's
then they go to
sad.
golf.
They go to golf, and this is when James is elaborating that it is weird.
I love the fact that Jay's meant to play golf when it was just him and
Him and
all
the
the
girls.
girls. And Ali's an only child as well. That came up in this episode.
Yeah, that seems right.
That tracks 1,000%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, James learned
Yeah.
his lesson. You can't control someone who has a sister.
You want someone who's not practiced fighting. And that's Ali. What does Katie say I'd rather eat a leather jacket about?
I can't remember, we discussed this before.
I know, but it was now and I liked it, but I still know she knew last week she said I'd rather eat a jean jacket, and this week she
Oh.
said I'd rather eat a leather jacket.
Oh, I missed that then. I don't
It was at
know.
the golf, but I don't know what I can't I don't know what it's in reference to.
Oh.
And
Yeah.
then they
Oh, the sperm bank.
firstly Ariana talks about how she's gonna manifest a treehouse. She would like to live in a treehouse.
This is where we are. This is why Tom says she's going to get a rude awakening. Like, let's be clear. Like, this is
Because
where
she
we are.
thinks she's a fucking Sylvanian family. Then we go to the sperm bank.
It's
So clearly, this is not a
a
place that people
hoot.
normally people don't normally go and have a chat here, do they?
They were in a very open glassed room where everyone can see you and have a couple, like, they shouldn't it be like a small.
But we don't need a small. I just don't think they have chat.
Well,
I
and
think
who has a sperm party also? Lala does. I mean, I'm here
nobody.
for it.
I think I've been to some sperm parties, but I don't think they were called that.
You've been to people that have had sex in the same room as you have been in. That's not the same as a sperm party, my love.
Oh.
Sperm,
Oh, right.
but different kind of pie.
Yeah, the guy from the sperm bank, I was like, you're an odd duck.
Always for cute, and let's have some laughs on the way, crack a few jokes.
Anyone needs that. Also, like, it's great. I feel I'm happy for Lala that she's like really empowered. She's having a girl. I
Yes,
saw.
she is. Yeah. I saw it on Amazon Live. I'm joking. No, I didn't. I saw it on Instagram. Who's fucking watching Amazon Live?
I don't know. I
but
just
all these
don't
housewives
know.
Are on it. Like,
they're
what
all
is happening?
Doing it, selling shit. Yeah, I don't get it. I've entirely lost my train of thought. Yes, I just... Yeah, it's great that she's like, she's really buzzed about it and she's like making her family and that's lovely. But I guess for quite a few people, it's maybe like not plan A and it might be a bit awkward and maybe a little bit sad. I don't know. So I guess they're not usually like, whoa, yeah, come get some sperm. Whoop, whoop. And I don't buy this ticket of like, all these people just want to like make your life better.
No, they don't.
I'm like, you're paying those people to jizz in a car. that's not like over romanticize it.
Yeah, it's not a good deed is the word I'm looking for.
There's a word, isn't there, where something's like selfless?
Yeah.
I don't think it's quite that. No.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works now, because here, they can track you down.
I think you can opt in or opt out in America.
Can you?
I'm not sure, though.
Isn't there, like, some guy who's got, like, 600 kids?
Yeah.
Because, like, his sperm is the best.
Him, yeah.
But he's, like very normal. I don't understand what the appeal is. Is it just the success rate? He's just, like, the most potent.
I don't know. Maybe they all liked what his kids look like. I don't know.
Maybe. But then you have to be careful, don't you? Because you're going to end up, like, fucking your siblings.
I didn't like the way that they were talking about Ariana.
Oh, yeah, they seemed a bit jealous.
I think everything they said was perfectly valid.
Yes.
But they should be doing it on camera.
No, yeah, when they were like, she should just move out.
Yeah. They need to be protecting her on camera. They can say what the fuck they want off camera.
And I thought Sheena's, like, she couldn't live in an apartment. I was like, that's uncalled for.
I believe it, though. I feel like Ariana...
Yes, we all have those friends, but we don't say those things in a way that they can hear.
And
we all got spoiled friends. You don't have to mention it to them.
Tom goes to get his hair done and he gets the blonde dye job from Joe.
Yes. She like fully just puts her hands into that bleach.
Yeah.
At one point. Like without gloves on.
Yeah. But she's not a very good hairstylist, is she?
See, I think we shouldn't judge her on this hairstyle because I think she has done this to him to stop him fucking other women.
Oh.
I think this is her cock block. I think this is her, like, I'm going to do this to you before you go to singles night and then nobody will fucking touch you because you look insane.
That is very interesting. I never considered that.
So, I mean, like, we've all had a moment in our past with a stupid-looking boy with bleached blonde hair. Like, you know, who are we to judge? But they weren't in their 40s.
Fair enough. All right.
But, yeah,
and then
I think
it's
that.
Singles night. Yeah, it's girls' night, singles' night, right?
Yeah, it's girls' night, and Lala's like, so I went for lunch with Joe. But also, like, why does she bring it up? There's just no... Just don't meant, like... You know that Katie's
it's
not going to be like, yeah, but like, there's no, like, yeah. I did like her, like, well, my job is not to make you understand things.
And it's boys' night, no, singles' night at the same time. And Tom has a new assistant called Craig.
Yes.
That's so just... Anne doesn't exist anymore. We're just going to let that, we're not even going to talk about it. We know what happened, but they're not going to address it on the show.
No, we're not going to discuss it.
Oh, and, that's just rude.
Anne's dead to him.
Okay.
Also, you can't take Anne out to singles night.
Why? It's just not like she's catching all the dick.
But she's mental.
I love the wristband set up at singles night when you have like the green and the red and the yellow.
Yeah.
I thought that was fantastic.
Because you didn't go to college. That was very much like every Tuesday night at the student union. That was the thing, you get stickers, colours.
Oh. Right,
okay,
sorry.
Joe and singles night. Let's get into the Joe of it. So she gets upset, doesn't she? She goes and then Tom is trying to like kiss up on that girl and she gets upset. And he's such a shit. Even let's pretend that they're friends, like he says they are.
Okay.
He's such a shit friend. Like, you can tell she's upset. She doesn't want to be here. Why have you invited her here?
He didn't though. When she was doing his hair,
He said he was
he
going
said,
and she
I'm
just said,
going,
I'm going to
and she said,
come.
I want to come. And he'd sat in that hairdresser's chair telling her all about his date with
Terry.
Tori.
Tori.
And
Yeah, well, she like fried his hair.
like, I don't understand. But then
He
when you
can't
see
be
the
that naive, but I
confessional,
suppose he decides to be naive. He's like committed to it.
you
And
can't
he's.
tell a chick you love her after you've been inside her and her not have any kind of feelings towards what's actually happening.
I guess his argument is that he's being honest. He's like, yeah, I want to like us to hang out and fuck and I love you and but I don't want to be with you. Like he's being honest, but it's shit. It's real shit.
Yeah, it's tough because you can't be like mad at someone who's being honest because what do
He's
you want?
like being honest about being a piece of shit though.
Well,
Like, I want
honesty
you
is
to look after
honesty.
me and be my girlfriend, but I don't want to be committed to you in any way.
Yeah. Oh.
I feel bad for her.
I
And also, what a
actually.
piece of shit thing to do on television. Like you just didn't have to do this on TV. Even
Yeah.
if you did it, you just have the decency to not do it. Like the actual, like, oh no, I definitely want nothing to change because it's really great for me, but you should I'm definitely never gonna give you any more. Even though I know you like me.
And she referred herself as chopped liver. I was like, oh
Yeah.
God, she's in
Fuck.
this.
Yeah. Oh,
She's really in
yeah.
this.
Like, she went and rang her dad and cried, but that's not the last time she slept with him.
No. She slept with him the next day. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, no.
And even when she leaves and she's sad and she leaves and he's like, Joseph, Joe. It's like, oh, God Almighty, call her by her real fucking name. Piece of shit.
And then
Then they go paintballing. And I thought Ariana was being like a slightly facetious bitch when she was like, oh yeah, Tom has like professional like paintball people who he pays. I'm like, no, that's all true.
no, yeah,
Like, what the fuck was he wearing?
I don't know, but
Everyone
he looked
else is just
good.
in like a t-shirt.
No, they were all covered up though, and Brock turned up in like the smallest outfit possible. Like, he's like, I
Big
could get my
bun,
skin
small
hurt, I
clothes.
don't care. Like,
That man put his fucking lost a finger in a piece of farm equipment. He's not scared
yeah,
of paintballs.
he's not scared of paintballs.
He has to
And
do
who's
with
the dickheads that wore
2020.
beige?
But I thought that actually makes more sense than camouflage in when you're like in the desert, doesn't it? Like you genuinely might not be able to see them. Like they're
Don't think
blending in
it was
with
for that. I think it was a fashion choice. But sure, let's go with that.
I think I'd very much gone with it was disguise.
Yeah.
The health
And then
and
the
safety
episode
guy
ends.
at the paintballing,
Who?
but the health and safety man.
Oh.
You need facial reconstructive surgery. There is poisonous snakes. He was like, "Whoa, mate!
Yeah, that's me
Way
tapped
to kill
out.
the fun." I love Sheena being like, "I only thought this was gonna be inside.
Yeah.
Like, we've just come to sit here and watch this, have we?"
And she expected a VIP toilet. That was my favorite line. That was fantastic.
She only VIPs, no
Yeah.
standard P's. Not for Sheena. But like Ali is
That
unfazed.
might be the name of the
Ali is
episode.
completely unfazed. Her life is just to watch James do
Stuff.
nothing. Yeah, just like stuff that he would do regardless.
Yeah.
And I also love that they're like, there are children here. There's like 24-year-olds here. I'm like, you are paintballing. But you're not doing your taxes. Oh. Then yeah, it's sad. Mixed signals. Also,
And
Tom
then
appears to
it's
be crap
done.
at paintball.
Who?
Tom,
What?
no, Tom Sandoval just gets like shot in the foot, like
In the
fucking,
first 5 seconds,
like first
yeah.
done.
Yeah, he doesn't do well, does he? God love him. Oh.
There
But
was
then we
some
go to
woods.
Schwartz's apartment.
Yeah, then it's Schwartz's apartment, which is just so sad. And do you know what's really sad? The bit that was worse, when she's really upset and He's like, I've been giving you mixed signals. She asks if he's embarrassed by her, which really
Yeah.
shows her like level of confidence, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I feel so, she's like, I would never pressure you. Like, she's just prepared to wait indefinitely if he doesn't actually say, like, no, just don't do this.
Is he offering
Nothing. I
for her to
don't.
be so
So into it.
wrapped up in this, like,
I think he is like charming, charismatic. There's something, isn't there?
yeah, I mean, I'm low-key obsessed with him at the minute.
But even so, this was my point. The saddest thing is she's so upset. He tries to put that dog on her lap, and it's just like, nope. Even the fucking dog doesn't want to come for you.
Oh, that's a low, isn't it?
It's bad. Those dogs are entirely like designed to be a cushion.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, thank you.
We're not in it.
I'm Katie's dog.
The disrespect.
It's sad.
Yeah, it is.
He's a piece of shit.
He really is. Like, he really, really. And like kept calling her Joseph when she was leaving the room, and
Oh.
like she's clearly really upset, dude. Like, why are you not taking this more seriously?
And at no point does he turn to the camera and say, like, I think we should stop filming this.
Yeah, no.
Because even when they say that and they don't, and he's like, oh, I need to, when you hear see people saying, like, I need to take my mic off, he doesn't say any of that. He's just like, oh, this is great. It's a great scene.
Oi,
Oy. Okay. How about the valley? Like I say, I don't get to the end.
Lord, the valley. I mean, so much is going
Oh,
on.
so much going on and nothing is going on.
Brittany, poor Brittany, is like unaware of the fact that her husband is having sex with other people.
Yes.
Kristen is throwing, what's his name? I wrote it down. Zach under the
Oh,
bus for epic
man.
proportions.
I think who said, like, what has happened is that, like, you've assumed something means something else, because that's what happened, isn't it? Like, there was the conversation did happen about her being a Republican.
Yeah, and homophobic.
Yeah. And so Kristen has added that up and made it in, and I think that makes sense. I think she's gone, well, if you're these things, why would you not be racist? And I think that makes sense. But I get the impression, or we're definitely being told that that is the story, that racism wasn't brought up, right?
Yeah, but I think the actual issue is, from my understanding, is that it was discussed on camera.
Yeah.
I don't think what was actually said is relevant in any of this conversation.
Yeah.
I think it's because I don't want my personal life being brought up on camera. I think that's the
Yeah.
actual
Don't be on a
concern.
reality TV show then.
But it's not, though, is it? Because they're thinking they're going to produce it because they've got Jax, they've got Brittany, and they've got Kristen on the cast, and they think that they're able to then manipulate it into a
Yeah.
situation where they're able to portray the best versions of themselves at all times because they've got
God, they're dumb.
OG reality TV stars.
So
When,
dumb.
let's be very clear,
They're all stars for being pieces of shit.
Brittany, Jax, and Kristen blew their entire lives up on reality TV. They are not the ones of the example you should be following. And that just goes to your fucking stupidity. But in all of this,
Because I did think, I was like, I think Zach is being a bit of a shady bitch here. Because he did say these things. He has been having these conversations.
yeah, 1000%. But he didn't
And
want them
he's
to
sort of
come
like,
up on
oh,
camera.
how dare you?
Arsehole.
But yes, yeah, so then we get into the I'll protect you.
I won't destroy your life.
I'll keep your secret secret. Sorry, what?
That's not.
It's not a thing a healthy person says. But also, yes, it very much does imply. Do you think she's the kind of lunatic though who will just say shit? She'd say that with her. I think she'd say that whether she had anything to back it up with or not.
The thing with Kristen is, in my experience of watching her on Pump Rules, is that she either has absolutely nothing to back it up, but because she's so fucking crazy, it doesn't matter, or she knows everything, and that is terrifying.
It's funny, isn't it? Because she knows she's not wrong, but she can't get out of her own way. Because
Yeah.
she's right. Like Janet is the sociopath.
Walking around, playing the stress. Now you've got me
Oh,
all
you've
stressed
made
out
me
because I'm
stressed.
pregnant and all the fucking, like, best villain ever.
Absolute excellent villain energy.
Oh,
Absolutely fantastic.
I'm
And
obsessed
she
and I'm
knows that
scared for
it's,
her husband.
yeah, I mean that he has no clue what's
In
coming.
no chance, lawyer or not, she's a
No
personal
clue.
assistant. She should be the lawyer.
She was the personal assistant, but now she's not working because she's pregnant or because she's just working on this gala.
Both.
Because in a country that
I
has
think she's no longer
26
working
days
because she's
maternity
pregnant.
leave,
No,
how, yeah.
I think her lawyer husband
Is looking after that.
is now looking after that, yeah.
But yeah, and like she hits Kirsten because she knows Kristen wants to be pregnant.
Yeah.
But she's all like, oh, don't come, don't upset my beautiful fertility. Like, that's mean.
Yeah, that's a really shitty thing to know.
Oh my God, I saw the best thing though.
What?
I saw that Zach looks like if Teresa and Joe had a baby.
Oh, the hairline. Oh,
Yeah.
dear Lord. Oh, dear Lord.
But that's what he looks like.
Yeah, no, that's it. 1000%. Oh, fuck.
My God, I've lost my headphones. There we
Okay.
go. Ooh, they went.
You play with your hairline.
I was pulling it down.
But then we go to Jack's and Brittany's house, and Cruz has just stopped talking.
Yeah. I felt for them in this.
Okay, I'm gonna say something that's
I thought loads of
really
really mean things as well.
mean, but the way that Brittany is continuously picking up, continuously kissing him, continuously telling him he's the greatest kid on the earth, continuously doing all this, all of that stuff is great, and I love that. That's your son, you should do whatever you want. But that's what happens in life to get a Jax. That
Well,
behavior of constantly telling him his shit doesn't sink, he's got the biggest penis in the world, he's fantastic, he's the best kid, always cuddling him, always picking him up, always making him feel like the women, his mum loves him to pieces, that he's the best thing since sliced bread. When he grows up, he is going to be Jax Taylor. That is what you were doing.
oh, I mean, I thought mean things, but they weren't that mean.
But am I wrong?
I don't know.
Like, fuck. Let that kid have a minute where you're not picking him up.
So I
That's why
thought,
he gets stuck under the
because he doesn't know how to navigate getting anywhere. I thought, do they ever give him a chance to speak?
sofa.
You do see that with people whose kids are
Yeah.
not like, or like the younger siblings, a lot, don't you? Like they speak less because they just don't need to.
Yeah.
It can't get a fucking word in edgeways because everybody's doing all the things and you're the baby and you're getting like you don't have to ask for anything because people are always giving you stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's not like he can't make noise and he doesn't make it. He did like when that play therapist came around, he was making attempts at noises and stuff, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. But also, as well, this happened in New Jersey with Jacqueline Larita's son, and he.
Well, I think that's the kind of scary thing, isn't it? That's the thing that nobody was mentioning. Like, is this a kind of activation of ASD something, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't ever want to see a child struggle. I don't ever want to see any of that. And as much as I laugh and as much as I joke and whatever else, I'm a parent and that shit is scary and that shit is devastating. And it's a whole new way of life. It's a whole new way of parenting. And honestly, don't know if I'm strong enough to do it. Like, I don't think I have that in. I don't think I have it in me. I don't know how these parents do it. And I fucking respect all of them. I just think in this instance,
just let the kid be.
Brittany's caused this problem.
I think he just needs, like, to go to nursery a couple of days a week, just be left to chill somewhere where he might have to, like, argue with someone over some blocks.
If he falls over, the world doesn't end. Like, fuck.
Also, they, like, they don't ask his... This is going to sound really wonky. There's no permission. They do, like you say, they pick him up all the time, but they don't even tell him they're going to pick him up, let alone ask him if they can pick him up.
Yeah.
Which I think he doesn't know that he's got any, like...
choice.
Yeah, like, ownership of the situation. He doesn't know he can object or agree because it just happens to him. And I know he's only two.
No, but it's different. I think we were very similar in that respect of our children, that my entire day with my child when I was at home with them was narrated by
myself.
Yeah,
I would say I was going to do something and I would ask
their
opinion.
We're going to change a nappy now. We're going to do this now. Then we're going here. Then we're going that. Mainly because I needed someone to fucking talk to because I was bored as hell. But also as well because my mum always said to me, it's very important to have that consensual relationship with your child from young. So when they're older, they understand that it's a conversation. There's a boundary and there's a barrier.
But also, how would you imagine how... just because you're little doesn't mean that wouldn't infect you would feel way more like discombobulating that suddenly you're just flung up in the air, suddenly someone's ripping your clothes off. Like,
when you're a child, the amount of times you go to sleep in one place and you wake up somewhere else,
the least you can do is just mention it to them.
1000%. And
but
I
think
did it
that's
every time.
Kind of, I think that's relatively modern, and I think it's kind of British. So, like, I imagine Brittany had a pretty old school childhood.
Oh, that's the reason why she puts up with Jax.
Yeah, exactly.
Because her mum's like, he pays for your house. Look at the house that you live in. He's doing all this. He's doing all that. You should.
She's like, mum is just here for a month. She's only here for a month, and they still haven't managed to go out for a date, and they haven't had sex in years.
Okay,
it's bad.
Let's talk about that.
Sounds bad.
You have free childcare for a month.
Yeah,
how
but
many times are you going out? Or how many times are you just saying, we're going upstairs for the rest of this evening? And you're just, like, doing what you want to do in your room. Like, you're not even having to leave the house.
I think in a month you can definitely go out for dinner. Certainly. Absolutely.
You can have sex multiple times.
Yeah. But you can have sex when your mother isn't there. Like, he's two. He's not sleeping in your bed, presumably.
No, well...
no, maybe no judgment. You do you.
Yeah.
And people are also judging. People were, like, judging them for having a changing table in their living room. I'm like, why do you care?
I had one downstairs. I had one upstairs. I had one everywhere that I needed. I didn't have a table because I'm not extravagant. I had a mat.
Yeah. But I'm like, I just think, who cares?
You want me to walk somewhere else every time I need to change my kid's nappy? Fuck off.
Maybe
absolutely fuck off.
Yes, exactly.
No.
But he's all, like, committed to this bar that he's doing nothing in.
No, he's not.
No, exactly.
He's committed to the
excuse of the bar.
If I was Brittany, I would 100% be thinking this is my issue. Because the Jax Taylor that we've seen on TV for 10 years is not the Jax Taylor that I'm seeing now. Like, something has changed, whether it's for the good. Maybe he's matured. Maybe he doesn't need to be all insane and crazy like he was before. But he definitely no longer finds his wife attractive.
No, it's
1000%.
I think he's that kind of weird level of chauvinism that, like, there's a type of chauvinism there who's like, but now you've had my baby, like, ruined sexually, aren't you? Because that's, like, a different thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like this, like, sacred vessel now.
Yeah. And she has, I think she looks incredible, and I'm not going to say anything, well, except for the fact that she's fucked up her face. But in general, I think she looks incredible.
But she's changed.
But she's lost, she's gained a bunch of weight. Her body isn't the same. And like she's not wearing clothes that necessarily flatter her new shape. And I do think that that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, yeah.
For him, it shouldn't, but it does.
Yeah.
Oh,
Okay.
Just, yeah.
So let's. So then we see Jesse and Michelle talking about Kristen and the text, the keeping safe text. And like, Jesse's like got a hard on the Sun Lounger about this.
Jesse just wants Michelle to like spank
just
him,
get activated,
choke him out.
Yeah.
Do stick all a battery that fun up his ass. Stuff.
That's all he's here for. He's just like, yes, do it. Go for
and
it.
And I you really hope chair. For their sake, did they get it?
I'm not sure I'm that confident.
No?
No.
Oh.
But, you know, I just, he's just so smackable. How could you not be invited to it?
I'd beat the shit out of him.
Then we see Janet and Jason.
Jason, I have Janet and Mr. Janet. I couldn't think of it.
And she's making him dinner and he's like, what's the gossip? And she's like, yeah, it's still Kristen. She's insane.
And they have this gala.
They got this gala and it's his friend and it's her friend and they're blah, blah, blah. I missed what the gala is for. Is it a disease?
It's for, like, transplant people.
Yes, stem cell transplants.
Yeah, but I think it's just transplants in general. It's like to make a match
That's
or something.
Good. That is good.
Yeah, I love that. It's like when I find out people aren't organ donors, I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, it's so stupid. Like that's when you're dead, man. You're really not using them.
You're useful. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. Don't waste that shit.
Oh.
And who's gonna sit where at the gala and blah 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 blah. Gala
good
drama.
For her. Does she have the brain capacity to plan a gala?
She says she's waking up at 4 a.m. worrying about her baby shower. I'm like, oh, you were going to find parenting hard.
No, she's not, though, because someone else is going to raise that kid. I promise you it's not her. No. And then we go to Kristen's house.
And she's had therapy twice this week about this horrible thing that she's entirely created.
Yeah.
That's what I couldn't get over. She's like, I'm so upset. I'm like, this is your fault.
No, but she's worked out with Zach that this is all Janet's fault.
Even if it's Janet's fault, nobody knew until you started fucking shouting about it.
But that's not.
It was quietly behind closed doors.
No.
You have made this row. You
that's
might not,
not
have
how
said,
it works.
You might not have said the things originally, but you have made this into a row and now people are upset with you. That's not Janet's fault. Or do you think Janet knew that saying it to Jack, no one's Jack.
1,000%.
Saying it to Zach would mean that Kristen would say it out loud because she's a loose cannon. She was like, I see what I'll do. What I'll do is little set that little bomb off.
Psst, have you heard that Michelle's a Republican?
I think she was like, tick, 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 tick. That should happen in about 3 dinner parties time.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord. But then we have Daddy's Day Out.
Oh, my God. Watching the men put the car seats in the minivan.
Best part of my day.
It was so much fun.
But it's true, though. Like, you're in a different car with a different car seat.
Oh, like, no, it's like an anxiety dream, like having to put a car seat in a car that you don't know.
Yeah.
In front of other people.
Yeah, it's horrendous. Less like, that's not just, we're not taking the piss out of dad's here. Everyone's gone through it.
It's horrible. I thought they were quite good at sort of being supportive of each other. Like, no one was like, fuck, man. You know, they were like, yeah, no, it's fine. We'll do this bit. We'll do thing. I was like, this is actually quite a brotherhood.
Yeah,
I was proud of them.
They go to the county fair.
Plus, I did see the appeal of those cars. There was a lot of people in that car.
Yeah, but Rosie, I can't. Mike keeps saying we need to get one, something like that. And
no,
I'm
we
like,
don't, because
yeah.
We have 2 kids and that's fine. We like that's for like 6 or 7 people.
Yeah,
it's for more than 4 people.
He just wants one, I think, because that's what he grew up with. And I'm like, yeah, that's not me. We can buy a 7-seater Range Rover.
No, don't. Oh!
Like an Audi or something.
Don't
but that's
that.
Like, this is where I am. I'm sorry. Yes. Anyway. let's stop before we get into
then
that
they
argument.
Go to the fair.
They go to the fair.
And they're showing the kids the animals.
Cruz tries to eat shit.
And that's sort of where the show ends for me.
Oh, okay. So then they start talking about, the men all start talking about their sex lives.
Oh, fantastic.
And
they don't seem to necessarily filter out their like adult versus not adult conversation in front of their children.
No, they don't. They were very open in front of the children. Jesse, the weird Republican guy, mm-hmm. he was like, Michelle used to turn up in a trench coat and I used to pour hot wax all over her. And now I haven't had sex in 3.5 years. And then Jax is like, I used to want to have sex like 4 or 5 times a day. But now I'm like, oh, have I done it this month type thing? Like, I'm not really paying attention to my wife. I'm not really loving on her. All that sort of stuff. And then the other guy who has
Little Danny. Little Danny.
Yeah, the
all the babies.
4 under 7, whatever it is.
7 under 5 months.
Yeah. He doesn't really say much because I think they're still getting it in.
Do you think he's like, oh God, man, this is bad.
This is not the life. He says supportive things like, you know, kids can change your life and blah, blah,
and
blah.
Like, he's like, they've just had babies. Presumably they're not like at it all the time.
But I feel like there wasn't enough of a personal share for him to be in the same situation as him. Like, he's like, me and my wife still have sex. Like, we're good. Like, this is bizarre.
We have 3 under 2 and we're still fucking managing. What's wrong with you guys?
Yeah, pretty much. But
also,
that
he
all
like,
comes up.
I think he knows that he's winning in his life, doesn't he?
Yeah, 1,000%.
He's like, I'm 5'2" walking around with Miss USA or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, he's like,
yeah.
Guys, I'm good.
Yeah. And then Kristen and I go for dinner. And Kristen thinks that her friends are jealous of Luke because he's a good looking, gorgeous guy with a giant penis.
Oh, when's he coming on the show?
I've never met this guy yet. So we shall find out.
He's so scrawny looking.
He gives me Michael Darby vibes. Mm-mm.
I don't think it's Michael Darby. I sort of...
Really?
No, I think I believe he's too, like, Christian.
Oh, yes. He's more... maybe Mormon.
He just looks like he probably thinks you should go to church. Yeah.
Mm.
That's never a fun crowd, is it?
But he enlists the group to help set up a date for Kristen, because she's ovulating on one of these nights. They go for dinner and they have dinner.
Mm.
And then Brittany and Mr. Pageant Queen, you just said his name.
Little Danny.
Him. He sets up their apartment that they put roses down and they have like flowers and candles and all the rest of it. So when Kristen gets home and a massage table and all the rest of it. So we sort of witness Brittany going through like a mental breakdown where she's like, I love all of this and I love my friends, but also my husband hates me. It's a very like roller coaster.
That is a roller coaster. I feel like
moment.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like Danny should be, he's got other things to focus on.
Yeah. Fair. But I mean, anyway, so do
I'm
that.
I'm quite glad where this... I don't know where I thought that was going to end, but I think that's better than what I thought.
Yeah, so that's
so I just
that.
Thought, like, it's like having a jizz party, isn't it? Like, I'm not sure if you need other people to be involved in your ovulation.
No. The ovulation is for you. Engagements, I understand. But ovulation is
that,
on you.
I'm not super interested in.
No. And then it's the gala.
Yes.
So, Janet and Mr. Janet.
Jason. How am I better at the names than you?
I don't know. You're doing really well.
It's very strange.
They have a conversation in the car. So they drive with Brittany and Jax and they have a conversation in the car about their budget. So she says to him, what's my budget for this evening for like donating and like spending money?
Right.
And he says, 2,500. She says, cool. Then Jax says, we should have that conversation. And then Brittany says, I'm going to spend my own money. You do you. And Jack says, that's fine, but we're paying out for a lot of shit. We've got kids that we want to have more kids. They want to go to school. We're paying for speech therapy classes that we should probably have a conversation about money. Respect it 1,000%.
Maybe not in someone else's car.
No, but I just feel like
Let's have conversations
I
about money.
respect.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
But
Yes.
I think if they were the type of couple that would have had that conversation previously, that would have been fine. But prior to that,
It's
Jax
not
would have
occurred to
been
them.
like, I've paid for this, honey. Don't worry about it. This is our house. This is our stuff. This is everything. I'm going to splash the cash. I'm going to do whatever. But now he's like, well, I've paid for it. No, I'm doing it. Like, he's turned the car. Like, this is why it's important to have your own bank account, because you
Yeah,
never know
yeah.
when they're going to turn on you. And I think Jax has turned on Britney. But anyway, they agree to budget. It's fine. Then they have the gala. Everyone's looking very sexy. Everyone turns up. Jessie turns up in like a dinner jacket, which I really actually quite liked, but
Okay,
everyone.
I everyone's upset. I've seen photos.
Yeah, everyone's. I thought it was really nice.
Okay.
Okay, Rosie doesn't agree.
Good
Fine.
for you.
But they have, anyway, so Kristen turns up in a really nice dress as well, but I swear
Oh,
she's wearing
good.
Birkenstocks.
Oh, no.
So you're going to have to watch it to tell me if I imagined it or not. But I'm pretty sure she's wearing Birkenstocks, so that's a thing.
That's a choice.
But anyway, so she pulls Michelle and Jesse out with Zach. No, Zach pulls them out because Zach's like, let's try and fix this and squash this beef.
Okay.
Kristen tries to apologize to Michelle, and Michelle basically says, it's fine, but this is why you need help. And
Okay.
Kristen says, I've been in therapy for 9 years. And Michelle was like, right. I was like, oh, that was harsh. That all of that was harsh. Jesse storms off and then walks back and then is like,
I mean, he needs help.
space. We need to process. We need all of this info. Like, it's very dramatic.
Oh.
And then it ends.
And there's cute people sitting behind them being like, I'm waiting on a liver, mate.
But yeah, you need to watch the end because it's kind of brutal.
That does sound brutal. I would like to genuinely know this as an answer. Is there any way that you can tell someone that they need psychiatric help that you don't come off as a dick?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Which is a shame. If someone knows what that wording is, I'd love to know.
Yeah, I don't think there is any word in for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Not politely.
No.
Just do an anonymous letter. You
Yeah, that's
crazy.
it.
Sort that out.
Yeah. So, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, if you know a way of informing Rosie that she needs psychiatric help
Not
without
me,
it
I'm
being
fine.
offensive, please write to us or write to me.
Whereas I was thinking I could tell you. No, I wasn't. I did have someone in mind. It's
Oh, okay. Good to know. Good
not
to know. So, thanks for listening, guys. And we'll chat to you soon.